Welcome to the Adopting and Fostering Home podcast. Whether your family has been on this journey for years or you're just getting started, we're here to support and encourage you along the way. And now your hosts, Lynette Ezell and Tara Melber.
Welcome back to the Adopting and Fostering Home podcast. I'm Tara Melber along with Lynette Ezell. And today we would like to welcome back Dr. Randy and Dana Stinson. Randy is the Senior Vice President for Academic Administration and Provost at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. Randy and Dana have been married for 27 years, and Dana is a stay-at-home mom to their 8 children, 5 of whom are adopted. Well, because Randy and Dana have such varied experiences in parenting, we wanted to continue chatting with them today. So, Randy and Dana, we want to talk a little bit today about special needs adoption. And so we know that one of your children does have some special needs. And so can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah. So Brewer was adopted by a family in the United States when he was 5. When he was 7, they made a decision that his physical challenges were a little too much for them to deal with. We came into the picture. We basically had 3 days to make a decision about it, where they were going to put him in foster care. We did not think he should be put into foster care. And so we had to do some quick research. He was born with spina bifida. He has braces to help him walk. He has scoliosis. He has a 98% pituitary blockage. He's blind in his right eye.
He has a shunt
that drains water off of his brain. So he has some challenges. and we knew as much as we could know in 3 days about what those challenges were, and even in some sense what it could possibly lead to later on, but you know, 3 days is 3 days. So we made the decision as a family that we would do it, and we don't have any regrets. I want to make sure we say that, no regrets, but I also don't think it would be wrong for us to say it has been really, really difficult for sure.
Absolutely. Randy, what were some things, and Dana, chime in, that you did or you didn't expect when you adopted a child with special needs?
Almost everything.
Just like with biological kids,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Didn't expect any of that.
You know, we knew some facts, right? That he had a shunt, that, you know, that one day his spinal cord might tether and he might have to have a spinal cord detethering surgery, that, you know, his feet are real sensitive because they don't get good blood flow. And so a minor scratch on his foot could turn into something horrific. And so we knew a handful of those things, but walking through those things is a different story.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't want to talk the whole thing here, but I just remember Brewer came to us in June, and in September we discovered he was going to have a spinal cord detethering. In October he had the surgery. It was a 14-hour surgery that could have ended in anything from paralysis to loss of certain functions to death. And we had never been through that before. And to think about that ahead of time is one thing, but to walk through it knowing that at any minute you can get a call from a nurse that's in the surgery room saying that something bad has gone wrong, and many parents have walked this road, but it was certainly new for us.
So through this difficulty, and good grief, I'm trying to even remember how many surgeries and hospitalizations he's had, and that's a lot. And he's not your only child. I mean, he's the youngest of 8 children, and Dana homeschools the ones that are still living at home. So it's not like you had, you know, And you have a really busy role at the seminary. And so when you're walking through all of this and these stressors are coming in your life and all, how has it affected your marriage and your other children? And how have you kind of dealt with the stressors that all of this has brought? And listen, Brewer is the most amazing kid. He is the happiest. I remember being at the hospital one day with him, and I walked in, and he's in the emergency room, and he said, hello, Miss Tara. I'm like, Brewer, I adore you. So thankfully, he's got the sweetest disposition, but the stressors on your whole family, I mean, how have you kind of walked through your kids through that, and how has it affected your marriage?
Well, Tara, I also remember he threw up all over you one time.
True. True statement. But puke from a sweet kid is better.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this from my perspective. You know, you asked earlier about what we didn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we didn't expect was in less than 4 years to have 11 major mm-hmm. surgeries. That was sure something that was unexpected, and not just minor surgeries,
right.
Talking brain surgeries, spinal cord surgeries, major hip surgeries. So we didn't expect those things. The other thing we didn't expect was the amount of time that a child with special needs requires,
mm-hmm.
Even when they're not in surgery, just from medication to just trying to maintain a child's baseline who has chronic medical illnesses requires an enormous amount of time and attention. But I think the way that our family and our marriage has actually strengthened through this time is simply because of that, because we realize that, you know, when we learn how to serve someone who can't serve themselves, we learn how to rally around and help somebody who can't help themselves. And all of a sudden, the things that bother us about one another, to include our marriage or just our interpersonal relationships in the family, they just hold a different place. They just don't matter as much anymore. And it makes your family, I suppose in certain families, it, you know, can tear families apart. But I think for us, the kindness of the Lord is that it's actually sort of knit our family together.
Yeah, it's an extreme love your neighbor as yourself situation. And, you know, when the Bible says to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep, it's another learned expression of love toward one another, to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. And it produces a very others-oriented way of living the Christian life, which is supposed to be that way. And so I would jokingly say how our other kids have responded is learning how to be neglected.
That's a way to remove entitlement.
And look, and I don't mean... I mean, they're getting food, shelter, and clothing, but what I mean by that is, so one of our older kids asked me in the last 6 months, how come we haven't done some of the things with our younger kids that we did with the older kids? And the answer is, we just haven't been able to do it.
Right.
Right.
We just haven't been able to do it. I mean, this last 12 months alone, we've had several brain surgeries, a hip surgery, a spinal cord detethering. I mean, that doesn't leave a lot of time to go on a mission trip that we would have done otherwise. And so we've had to learn, and everybody else has had to learn, how to be okay with just this is going to affect everybody. And there are benefits that others are going to get that others are not going to get. And, mm-hmm. And like I said, we don't regret any of it, but it has changed all sorts of things. And we've had to just change our expectations as to what we just are and are not able to do.
I think it helps us to rely too on the sovereignty of the Lord and saying, so you did these mission trips with the older ones, but the Lord knows what each one of your kids needs for their character development and their growth. And for such a time as this, this is what your family makeup is and how you're able to do things and the things they're learning by helping care for Brewer or just maintaining the family while you guys are at the hospital or whatever. Those are the things that the Lord already had set in place that some of your other kids were going to experience, that your older ones who've moved out of the house have experienced at a lesser level. And we say that too, because, you know, we've got the gamut of ages of the olders to the youngers, and the experiences that each set of kids has is different, and it's not a cookie cutter, and it's just the way life goes. So,
You know, and I have some that are married and they have their own children. And looking back now as a grandmother, my older kids, things that happened when we adopted the children or some major health concerns, we were in the hospital with a couple of them, or one was very, very sick, and things that I thought, oh, this is going to scar our kids, because they were just in high school, right, at the time. But now they look back and say, Mom, that was some of the most precious times of our family. We really learned to help one another and to serve one another, Randy, as you said. I think the Lord uses all of that to build character in our families and integrity and submission, surrender to Him.
Our oldest daughters have had to do things that no older sister should have to do for their 11-year-old brother, but they have done it joyfully, and that's been part of the joy in observing how the family has come together in all sorts of ways.
Do you ever get any response from people of, oh, that's not fair to your other kids? Or do they ever, I'm sure they may hear that, or how could you, you know, bring this and this difficulty into your family? It's just not fair when you're talking about the, you know, jokingly saying that they'd been neglected. I mean, how do you respond? Because, you know, people, if they don't say it, there are people who are going to think it. Like, what were they thinking? You know what I mean? So how do you respond to those comments?
Well, those are folks that, frankly, probably do not have a fully, or at least a more fully orbed Christian worldview where this would even make any sense,
right,
or that there might even be joy in this. And so Paul told the Thessalonians to be patient with them all. And that's probably what we're going to have to do.
Right.
As we walk through this. What we realize is Brewer has brought so many unbelievable things into our lives that are hard to measure and in some ways hard to explain, except to say when people tell us that it's such a good thing with what we're doing for him and some of the others, it's really the opposite for us. And unless you walk through that, it's hard to understand that. But we would say those kids have done way more for us than we've ever done for them.
You know, my prayer for my family last year in 2017 was that what Paul told the church in Philippi, that our manner of life would be worthy of the gospel of Christ. And so every day that was my prayer for Kevin and I and the kids. And Lord, just let our manner of life, our choices, the way we live out our life, not to be a showcase, but just, you know, at our time with you and be led by you, by your Spirit, let it be worthy of the gospel of Christ. That's simple. And I can get that and wrap my, you know, begin to understand it. We're not there yet. But that was my prayer for my family last year in 2017. And so when I look at you guys, I know you're not asking for this, but the Lord truly is using you all to be an example of the manner of Christ, the gospel of Christ to the church and to the world.
Well, that's kind of you to say. We feel the same way about you guys. And sometimes when you're in the middle of it, you don't
right.
see that, but we're thankful.
Yeah. And I do think that one of the greatest gifts to me personally, I hear a lot of younger couples talk about how hard things are in their life. You know, we've even had couples at times say how hard it was just, you know, to get their two kids to church on Sunday morning.
And, oh my goodness.
And, you know, I actually have learned to, I think out of all the trials that we've gone through with Brewer, I guess I would say this past year when we've had, I don't know, 6 or 7 surgeries that were pretty major, I just have learned to appreciate the word hard and what it means. And I think I just now, the Lord has just now allowed a little bit of the struggle and trials that we've gone through for me to say, you know what, this past year, I think I could say maybe the Lord has brought some hard trials for us. And in those, in turning the corner towards something hard with Brewer, I've actually witnessed our children seek the Lord more mm-hmm. in terms of prayer, myself personally, draw nearer to the Lord, and have been comforted by him in a way that I never knew or actually have experienced in the Christian walk. So I think just the beauty of special needs is that you get gifts from these kids that you just wouldn't be able to get otherwise mm-hmm. in any other capacity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that for me, I tend to overestimate my own agency in things that are working out or not working out. And when you walk through things that are so completely out of your control, you have to be forced to face the fact that God is the one holding all this together. Right. I'm not holding it together. God is the one that is holding all of this together. And I don't mean the universe. I mm-hmm. do mean the universe, but I also mean even the little thing that he's holding this marriage together. He's holding mm-hmm. his family together.
Right. Well, I tell you, Galatians 6:9, I know you know well, let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And I know every day is some days and some seasons you feel like you're trudging through and just doing your very best to get up and get going with all that you're dealing with and facing every day. But I have to say that it has been my privilege and honor to be your friends and to learn so much from you guys, and I count it a privilege to know you. So we're just super grateful for you and for your family. You've got incredible kids, and I'm just glad your kids are friends with our kids. So anyway, we just thank you so much again. I know your time is busy, but thanks so much for joining us and sharing all of that.
Our pleasure. We had a great time.
Okay,
thanks, guys.
Thanks.
You have been listening to the Adopting and Fostering Home, a resource of the North American Mission Board. For more information about today's podcast and other relevant resources, visit sendrelief.org.